Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever, folks. And what a better way to start off the day than to listen to our show. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. It is the hour to empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very cool guest is someone I am so proud to call my friend, a man who knows all about history and a man who is busy making history. My friend, and after today's show, no doubt, your friend, Mr. Jesse Epps. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into joycebarryandfriends.com, BARRIE.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You'll want to share these shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, and that is right now under construction. So we'll have to wait a bit to share that amazing website with you as well. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room and do chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our esteemed guest today, Mr. Jesse Epps. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. So, folks, we're going to kick off our show with a wake-up call because this program is certainly designed to wake you up.
Here is success coach Joyce Barry with a wake-up call.
A call for riches coming my way, today and each and every day. A call for opportunities here and now. Incredible ways to make money. Wow. A call for good health, a mind and body that's sound because of the amazing healthy products I found. A call to the Lord to make my dreams come true. Just give me the wisdom to know what to do. And folks, if you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when? folks, today is the anniversary of the very unfortunate assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He's always been a hero of mine because his mission on civil rights was always about nonviolent means to achieve it. How much I admire him, respected him, and wish he was an example, not just for folks of color, but for folks worldwide, that we live in a nonviolent world. So let me just share with you some of my favorite quotes that you might be as inspired by them as I am. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual doom. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. A genuine leader is not a searcher for consensus, but a molder of consensus. And finally, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And we have with us today a man who is never silent, who will speak till his last breath about making the world a better place. We have with us Jesse Epps, who literally was with Dr. King on the day that Dr. King was assassinated. He was one of his closest friends and confidants, and I am proud to say he has become a wonderfully close friend of mine. Jesse Epps, later on in the show, we're going to let people know about how you're making history, but first I'd like you to talk a little bit about your relationship with Dr. King and the history of that relationship. Go ahead, my dear, dear friend, who I am so honored to have on the show, Jesse Epps.
God blessings upon you and all of those that are listening today. Today is a important day that we should pause for a moment and give thanks. Reflect on where we have come from and where we are going in this great republic of ours. And as the young lady before me and I have dubbed her for the nation purpose, she has become truly a champion standing on the pier, declaring that America should be what she has professed that she ought to be. And in historical, biblical terms, I have referenced her as the Esther of our day. And to that end, she is fearless, and she has determined that there is no such a thing as 8 hours of work, a work day. She finds herself working 24/7, and we salute her for it. But before we go further, I would like to call upon you and the nation to pause for a moment and give acknowledgement to a man who gave his life for this great republic, the United States of America, and that is in the person of Dr. Martin Luther King. So with your permission, we will go silent for just a moment on this April the 4th, 2000. and 13, which is a significant day, and I will lay out what that means for the historicness of our nation. So let's pause for a moment. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
In 1740, a writer, Samuel F. Smith, made clear the guiding light for this, our great country, and an acknowledgement of who we are. When he wrote, "My country tills of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring." That's what we are all about, my good fellow Americans. He went on to state, "My native country be land of the noble free. Thy name I love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and cypress hills. My heart with rapture thrill like that above." These are not just words. These are expressions of the heart. "Let music fill the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal songs awake, let all that breeze partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong." And he ended that great battle hymn of this great nation, "Our Father, God to thee, author of liberty." And God knows we need liberty throughout our community, our city, towns, our nation, and the world as we speak. Truly, we need freedom. And he went on to say, "To thee we sing, long may our land be bright, with freedom holy light, protect us by thy might, great God our King." In spite of the North Koreans and despite of our enemies in other parts of the world, we see them as territories that has to be invaded with love and brotherhood, with service and example. And Josh Berry's program is a clear program of identifying those who have laid down the armament of guns and bombs and instituted the dialogue of love and brotherhood. And that is why we have been brought together to accomplish the goal and objective that was given to this nation to carry forth. Fellow Americans, I say to you that it was not those great men, and I salute them all, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, all of those great men and patriots of this great republic. But they were simple stenographers, willing servants of the Creator above. And they were taking dictation. Now, why do I say that? I say that because when we read what they had taken down and they went back and examined what they had written, they recognized that they had written a bill of indictment against themselves. But fortunately, after they went back and examined what they had written, their lives, many of them, was given to make it real. And why do I say that? And I quote from our Declaration of Independence. They wrote with very firmness of heart, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political band which connect them with another and to assume the power of earth, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and the nature God entitled them a decent respect to the opinion of mankind requires that they should declare the cause for which impelled them to be separate. Separate and yet cohesively and united. How can I say both of those things that seem to be in conflict? They're not in conflict. Because when we recognize the other words that they followed up with, we hold these truths to be self-evident. No argument, no debate, no discussion. That all men are created equal. That they are empowered by their Creator, which sin unalienable right. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. My dear friend, as I digress for a moment, those words are as true today as they were in 1776. And they went on to write, I contend of taking dictation, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the government. Today in our great nation, we have been blind by our internal, unfortunately, human frailties, and we have fallen prey. Don't throw no bricks at me when what I'm about to say. We have fallen prey to a principle expressed by a noble man that was on the wrong side of love and brotherhood, Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler said, and what he spoke, unfortunately, was the truth, when he said, if you control the media, and you control the press, you control the people.
Jesse, forgive me for interrupting, but I would rather be inspired by the words of Dr. King and not even have images of someone
so evil. I'm going
right
there. Dr. King proved, my dear little sister, that was a wrong principle.
No, I know that. I agree, but I don't even want those images. We leave the people with, you know, very positive images. So I wouldn't even reference someone like that, matter what he said, no matter what he did. And I just want to also say we have so much to cover in an hour show. I can cover maybe 8 hours with you. So forgive me, but we really have to move on so we can get everything in. But I just want to say, I understand where you're coming from with that quote, but I wouldn't dignify his name by even using it on our show. So back to go ahead.
I'm sorry. But let me make clear, though, that when I reference him not as a man of nobility, but a man in principle of this race to the world and to all mankind.
Oh, Jesse, I totally get that. I get that 100%, but I wouldn't even dignify his name by even referencing it in any context. That's just me as a positive thinker.
I understand you very clearly.
And I understand you. So let me go back to words that are uplifting and visual images that are uplifting. And I would say that one of my all-time favorite speeches was Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech. It's a 17-minute public speech that Martin Luther King Jr. delivered on August 28, 1963, in which he called for racial equality and an end to discrimination. The speech from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom was a defining moment of the American Civil Rights Movement. Delivered to over 200,000 civil rights supporters, the speech was ranked the top American speech of the 20th century by a 1999 poll of scholars of public address. So I just want to give you a brief excerpt from that speech because, as I say, to this day, it is truly one of the most inspirational speeches of all time. Dr. King says, "Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friends, and so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the Red Hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today," and I'm sure, folks, those lines resonate with you. The one about his four little children, and that is probably one of the most popular quotes in our history today. So here we have someone that was an extraordinary forward-thinking, forward-moving person in our history who didn't believe in violence, who took so much abuse and so much in the form of discrimination to make the world a better place. Jesse Epps, who was with Dr. King in his final hours, says he truly believes he was spared so he could forward the mission of Dr. King. So in a moment, I'm going to come back to you with what Jesse is up to today, what his mission is today. We're going to tell you all about that. And the good news is you can participate in this mission. You can be a part of making history. But first, I just want to share with you why you should be listening to this show every day as a way for you to get uplifted and inspired.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Absolutely.
Ted, Jesse, you going to say something?
Yes, indeed. I want it very clear to the listeners that this show is providing for you what the power line that brings into your home, the power that turns on the light in your home, that you can have both light, heat, and sustenance. Joyce Barry's show is that light in our nation to bring our attention back to who we really are, doing exactly what Dr. King challenged us to do when he said, America, do nothing new. Just live up to what we have on paper. And what we have on paper are the principles of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution that give recognition to who we are and why we are and where we are going. And Joyce Barry shines that light on our pathway with those she brings into your listening audience, you, the listening audience, that you can be connected with those resources that make America what God intended and Dr. King envisioned that it was to be. Dr. King,
thank you so much for that, Jesse. Thank you for that. I want to move on and talk about another hero of mine, and that is truly one of my two favorite presidents of all time, and that is President Clinton. JFK was the other president that I most admired. But Clinton's dedication to the issue of civil rights had so intensified during his lifetime when he watched, and I'm quoting this, by the way, from a book called Bill and Hillary, The Politics of the Personal by William H. Chaffee. I'm really enjoying this book because I'm such an admirer of President Clinton. His dedication to the issue of civil rights had intensified when he watched Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. deliver his I Have a Dream sermon, which we just referenced, at the March on Washington. Quote, I started crying, President Clinton recalled, and wept for a good while after Dr. King finished. He had said everything I believed far better than I ever could, more than anything I ever experienced, except perhaps the power of my grandfather's example. That speech steeled my determination to do whatever I could for the rest of my life to make Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream come true. Like a plumb line, civil rights ran as a constant through Clinton's life. Nothing had as profound an effect on Bill's life, his roommate, Tom Campbell, said, that when Dr. King was assassinated in Memphis. Bill was more in tune with what King meant to black people than the rest of us. When Carolyn Stacy came to visit him the day after the assassination, they had spent that next day. They drove together to the black neighborhoods of Washington, distributed food and medical supplies to people who had been victimized by the riots, and they cried together. So I did just want to acknowledge Clinton and why I've always been such a fan of his, as such a major, major advocate of the civil rights movement. And I thought that was extraordinary that he had acknowledged that Dr. King, you know, just from that one speech alone and the difference that he made and what it meant to him. So there's a tremendous connection with that in the life of Jesse Epps, who truly believes he was spared on that day when he was with Dr. King, you know, even in the waning hours, because he felt that he was spared so he could forward the work. I just tell you a bit about Mr. Epps, and then we'll move on to what this mission is and what you could do to have your role in America history playing out. So just briefly, and believe me, he has quite a long bio of all his accomplishments, but he did serve in the White House as an advisor to President Lyndon B. Johnson and Vice President Hubert H. Humphrey in navigating and productively involving students and minorities in the governmental process during the turbulent times and struggling social and political times. Devoted to improving the lives of the underprivileged, Mr. Epps has served in leadership roles with the NAACP, the ACLU, the African Methodist Episcopal Church, CORE, and Head Start. With his life experiences, it's no wonder that he founded the NUAF, which is Neighbors Uniting American Families, and he continues to run that organization to fulfill his dream of building a better nation, one family at a time. Mr. Epps, why don't you share what that dream is, and then we're going to talk all about the website and the declaration and how people can participate along with you in making history.
Thank you, my dear, as you are turning on the light. She is so correct that the motivation and the stimulation and the propelling power that kept Dr. King going forward and others like him and those who embraced his expression of carrying out those principles are truly found in the undertaking that God has given to our hands. She is correct. When Dr. King decided to come to Memphis to be involved in a process that made clear that those principles of those two declarations, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, the roadmap, he came because it was the propelling power, not just for black people, folk, or for white folk, or not for Jews or Gentiles, or for Italians or Irishmen, but he came for the principle that brings the whole world under one umbrella. He came for humankind, and therefore, when the principles of the Declaration of Independence is carried out, and that is why he came, because he saw the oppression of some of his fellow Americans not being recognized. And I would say, in spite of advice and counsel by some of his closest advisors, he made a decision that he had to continue the battle for love and brotherhood for mankind. And that is why his life is so significant. And that we who are left behind. That torch that has fallen must be gathered up, and that's what we are doing. That now we have picked it up, and we are with the Creator's power going to go forward to have those principles to become a reality in our watch and make it clear for all the world to see that America is truly an example of love and brotherhood among men. And so, yes, I have the privilege. I look back with some degree, and today is a solemn reminder that I spent the last hour and a half of his life with him. I just walked out of his room, went down to my car, and was driving off to the hotel where I was staying. And we had invited him to go to dinner with us, but he had made a commitment to go to dinner with a local pastor, and he opted to stay behind. And the pastor had come to gather him up as we were driving away. And before I could drive to the three blocks away from that motel to the hotel where I was staying, the assassin had taken him down, and the rest is history. But I say to you, my friend, his work lives on through us, you and I, and lives on through Joyce Berry in the work that God has assigned our hands, and how she has envisioned that all mankind are on equal basis and should be treated in that manner. And her whole program has been to shine the light, to be the shooting star of this era, to bring all mankind together, laying aside our specific idea to become a totality of one race, the human race, doing what is right by and for all mankind. And so we have elected to do how God guided the founding fathers in the beginning of this great republic. After they had signed the Declaration of Independence, they had to take action to bring those principles into reality. And so they formed the 13 colonies. And they got men who believed in and aspired to be a vehicle to accomplish that end. And so they carved out the roadmap, which is the Constitution of this great republic. What did they say? And what must we do to accomplish what they have set forward? What they said was, and I quote from the preamble of our great roadmap, the Constitution, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, coming together in unity, working for and accomplishing unity among us." They went on to say, "to establish justice, to ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and to secure the blessing of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. And it is upon that pillar and foundation, my fellow American, and I'm calling on all of you to continue to hold up our good sister arms and hands as she carried this torch forward to get the word out that these principles must be actualized on our watch. And to that end, we are doing what the Founding Fathers did. We are turning to our neighborhoods, turning to the building block of our nation, which is, in fact, the family unit. Our contention is, as go the family and its quality of life, so goes the block, so goes the community, so goes the town, the city, the state, and finally the nation. Because what we have fallen prey to, when we reference the government, and I hear today, as I turn on my television, and you turn on your radio and TV, and you hear the echoes across our airways, that the government is doing too much. Or forget the King's English, the government ain't doing enough. Or the government is not doing this or that. But my dear friend, the government, in all due respect to the president and Congress, the governors and the state legislators, the mayors and our city council, these entities to which I have referenced, they are not the government. They are governmental administrators. We the people, you are, we are the government. And they are to be and should be our representatives, our servants, rather than our masters. And it is to that end that we are setting up a system of accountability that we will be able to document what the wishes of the people are and give that information, pass it on, give direction and instruction. And yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, there is another great American that I salute. No one you agree with in everything they do, but I surely agree with him on this major point. He had a program on the television that he would be interviewing those whom he would be identifying for a particular job. And for those who did not qualify for the job, he said to them, thank you for coming, but you fired. We the people must take up that torch and say to those we put into office to be our representative, not regard to whether they're Republican, Democrats, Independent, Tea Party, or no party, those we send to represent us, we must make sure they understand clearly what we wish them to do. And if they refuse to carry out the wishes of the majority of their constituency, they have fired themselves, for they violated their oath of office. For their oath of office say that they agree that they would carry out the wishes of the majority that they are privileged to represent. And so, my dear brothers and sisters and fellow Americans, we must change the environment in which our nation is now in a state of confusion. What do I mean by that? I say we're in a state of confusion when we spend more money on incarceration rather than on education. I say that we're in a state of confusion when we narrow our scope to the me, myself, and I, and we three, and no more. We are in a state of confusion when we do not carry out, as is set forth in both of those documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of this great country. And so we have begun a movement, and we're counting on all of you to join with us. And we'll be coming back from time to time, and with the help of this dear Ruth of ours, the Esther of ours, the connector of information to this nation and the world through this program that Ms. Joyce Berry has been directed by the Master to put into place. We can share that information because our contention is information, education, timely communication equals liberation.
Jesse, I would like to make it crystal clear to our folks there all around the world of what they can do to be a part of history today. So let me clarify exactly what you're doing and how they can participate. So, folks, Jesse Epps is making history today with his Declaration of America Rebirth. This dedicated effort of the rebirth of America has been in the works for several years. Its concept was conceived by a gentleman that has been on the forefront of liberty for over 50 years, our wonderful guest today, our special guest, Mr. Jesse Epps. From 1964 to 68, Jesse was an advisor to President Lyndon Johnson's White House. I referenced that before when I introduced him. I just want to make sure you know the kind of life he led, the kind of people he was close to, in addition to being so close to Dr. King. Jesse is formally educated in labor relations at Syracuse, Rutgers, and Cornell Universities. He spent the last 40-plus years fighting for and defending the rights and conditions of all working men and women. To that end, he founded the NUAF, Nations Neighbors Uniting American Families. Now, there is a website, www.nuafonline.org. It is under construction now, but that website kind of explains what that is all about, Neighbors Uniting American Families. This organization is not a union in the sense of labor relations. It is akin to what AARP is to retired Americans. NUAF brings together all Americans, regardless of what labels have been used to describe them, with the mission of returning to the values of we the people as handed down by our forefathers. We invite you to join this unwavering vision, and now I'm going to tell you how you can do that, how you can join the mission, how you can be a part of the vision, how you can be a part of making history. What you need to do is go to www.americarebirth.org. That's americarebirth.org, A-M-E-R-I-C-A, rebirth, R-E-B-I-R-T-H.org. And I spell it for you, not because I don't think you know how to spell America, but other people have mistaken it for pluralizing it and adding other letters to it. So I wanted to be sure you get the right website, americarebirth.org. There you will find a declaration that we've been referencing. When you arrow down, you will see quotes by very famous people, people like Oprah, like Lincoln, Napoleon Hill. Of course, Jesse Epps is up there, and I was extremely privileged and honored to be a part of that as well. So my picture's right under my hero, Oprah Winfrey, my role model, Oprah Winfrey. So if you arrow down, you'll see the names of the people that are about civil rights, that are about forwarding the mission. And I always say that my real hero is Rosa Parks, this little lady who refused to give up her seat on a city bus to a white person. And when the bus driver came over and said, "I'm going to have to take you to jail," and she said, "You may do that." This frail little woman literally changed the course of history. And folks, you can also. Edmund Burke says it best: the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And he goes on to say, nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could do only a little. Whatever it is you can do, folks, I strongly urge you to do it. You have no idea of the impact of how one thing moves to another thing, kind of like the 100th monkey principle, that when you reach a certain critical mass, it just kind of takes on a life of its own. So you need to get back to www.americarebirth.org. And that website was due to the brilliance of Bernie Heckman and his associate, Troy, or Trey, I'm not quite sure. I think it's Trey, that put up that amazing, amazing website. And you arrow down, you click on declaration, you sign the declaration. The goal is to have over 1 million people sign it and then have a march on Philadelphia where the Constitution was ratified. And the endorsements of political factions, political leaders are really amazing, that the people that are behind this. So that is what Jesse's mission is. That is why Jesse believes he was spared to forward Dr. King's work. So, Jesse, why don't you personally invite people to be a part of that?
Absolutely, my dear fellow Americans. We firmly believe that we are one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. That's what the rebirth of America is all about. And we enlist and solicit and encourage your participation. We believe that in God we trust. That's what this great nation is for all of us. We believe in the Declaration of Independence that we have been referencing all through our discussion with you, and want you to go and examine, and you too need to reaffirm your commitment to those principles as well. We further believe in the United States Constitution of this great republic, and I'm sure you do too. And we're going to give you the opportunity to reaffirm your commitments to those principles. And so we're calling on all Americans, asking them to reaffirm these beliefs and add their signature and support to this American Rebirth Initiative. We have a verbal commitment that, excuse me, the President of this great republic, Mr. Obama, and we will be inviting he and the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House to come to Philadelphia on September 17th this year and receive from our hand your signature and the signatures of your neighbors, relatives, and friends. And we will be passing those signatures on to the President and the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate, that your names will be then recognized along with the original signers of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. So in all the years to come, you too, together with those who had gone before, those handful of men, our names, literally now millions, will be there reaffirming our commitment to those principles, thus establishing the rebirth of this country. It is simply a reaffirming of our commitment to the principle that has brought this nation to be. And we can then truly be a nation of light that is set on a hill in the middle of the night, cannot be hidden. We will be the light of the nations of the world. And true, I say this with no arrogance, I say it with humbleness, but I say it with pride. As go America, so goes the world.
And Jesse, we only have a few minutes left, so I want to get some important information out. One is, once again, that website, AmericaRebirth.org. You click on the declaration, you sign it. And my request to you today to really be a part of history is you take that declaration, you forward it to everyone you know with a personal note stating that you signed it, you invite them to sign it to be a part of history, and you invite them to pass it on as well. Very important. Your signature, everyone you know, forward it on to them as well. And I'm going to ask those of you who do that, if you drop me an email, because I'd love to know who's actually participating as a result of our show, you can email me at Joyce Barry, Barrie, worldwide at Comcast.net. Joyce Barry, Barrie, worldwide at Comcast.net. Just forward me what you're forwarding everyone else. I'd really like to see the impact of the show today. Next, I want to share with you some shows in our archives that you might want to listen to. The beautiful part of being in our archives, you can listen to any show 24/7. The moment this show goes off the air, it is in our archives. But I'm giving you dates to make it easier to find the shows, to arrow down, and you'll buy the date, and you will have these shows at your disposal, again, for you to listen to and for you to share. January 21, 2013, it was acknowledging Martin Luther King Day with our guest, Jesse Epps. That was an acknowledgement of Martin Luther King Day on January 21. Then we did a tribute to Jesse on March 1. So you can find out more about Jesse himself, his history, in our archives, March 1. Black History Month, we did a show on February 13. We invited Jesse to join with one of the foremost scholars on Black history, Joel Freeman, in our archives on February 13. Today's show, as I said, folks, the moment we go off the air, it will be in our archives on today's date, April 4. So if you jot down those dates, you can see those shows. Also, on our show on March 20th, it was a show we did all about Israel. I'm an activist on behalf of civil rights and Israel, my favorite causes. And our Israel shows, December 19, 2012 in our archives, February 8, 2013 in our archives. But this a very significant announcement was made, breaking news on our Israel show on March 20th, and that is a movement that I'm starting, that I personally started, and it's getting a lot of support, and it's called Pray It Forward, P-R-A-Y, Pray It Forward. And what that is about is that if you want to make a difference, and again, just think of little Rosa Parks, and she just didn't give up her seat on a bus, and history changed as a result of that. Think of whatever you could do. Nothing is too insignificant. Nothing is too small. Nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could do only a little, Edmund Burke reminds us. So Pray It Forward is about how you can use the power of prayer to ask for guidance on what you could do to change history, to make the world a better place. What part can you play? There is no such thing as too small a part because everything is cumulative. Everything happens on the heels of one another. Jesse Epps is doing what he's doing today on the extraordinary heels of Dr. Martin Luther King. So we gave you the dates. All those shows are in our archives for your pleasure. 24/7, you could hear them. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Jesse, just for a moment to say what you want to say to wrap up. And then we'll end with our celebration song for the life and times of Dr. Martin Luther King. Jesse, what would you like to say in a moment to wrap up our show today?
God bless all of you. Thanks for your listening ear. Truly become a male person for this message, for this nation, creating a better world for all mankind. God bless you all, and please tell your neighbors and friends and give them the call letters for this program and have them tuning in to the Joyce Berry Show, because we will be coming back from time to time, and we will have you and give you the opportunity to speak your sentiment as well. God bless you all, and God bless America, and God bless the family of Dr. Martin Luther King.
And folks, you can access this show, the website, all the shows and archives, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. All the shows I referenced, you can access through the archives. You can arrow down. You can actually see every day, every show, every topic, and every guest. So, folks, God bless you, Jesse Epps, and what you're doing to make for a better world. God bless America. God bless Israel. And here is our celebration song of life and celebrating the extraordinary life and times of Dr. Martin Luther King.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.